Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Chazara, of returning the pot to the fire on Shabbos. That means it was on the fire on Shabbos. You took it off. You want to put it back. You need five conditions. It has to be a mevushal called tzarkoi. It has to be still hot. The fire has to be garu for katan. It has to be covered. It has to be daitor lahachzir. You have to have a mind to put it back. And it has to be oida v'yadoi. It has to still be in your hand. Those are the five tanayim in order to return the pot l'chatchila. The achrayim say that ain daita lahachzer, having mind not to put it back, means they have kavanum mufureshes. It means you say dafka, I don't want to put it back. But if you take it off the fire without thinking anything, if to put it back or not, and it's still in your hand, you're definitely allowed to put it back. That's still called daita lahachzer. The only way it's not called daita to put it back is only if I pick it up in order to take it off. But as long as I don't have any das, I don't think about anything, I just pick it up, I'm allowed to return it. And the halacha is also, if let's say the fire went out under the pot. When you walk in Shabbos morning, you see the fire is off from under the pot, but the pot's still boiling hot. So the halacha is, as long as it didn't cool off, you're allowed to move it to another fire that's gara for katan, because that's called chazara. When it went off, it went off by itself. So there's no daita to move it. But since there was no kavana, you didn't have a mind not to move it, to leave it here. So then it's mutter, if the fire went out, to move it to another fire that's gara for katan. And similarly, there's a shiloh. If someone took off the challah Friday night thinking he's taking off the soup, and he brings it into wherever he puts it, and he realizes that it's the challah and not the soup, and he put it down on the counter already, what's the halacha? Can you put it back or not? So we spoke out last time that if you put it down on the counter and you had daita lahachzer, but the eved, if it's important, you're allowed to be mekel. So here, this will be similar to that case. Even though here, I didn't have daita lahachzer, so I'm missing both conditions. But the answer is, since I didn't think that I'm taking it off the challah, it was a mistake. So then some place can say, that will be fine. It's a machlaikis. And the Gedolei Ara argue about this. Lamaisa, if this happens, you could be mekel and put it back on the fire that's gara for katum. Obviously, it has to have a blech. But if you took it off the blech by mistake, you're allowed to put it back because it's not called that I had a mind to take it off, to remove it. Now, if it's on a crock pot or if it's on a hot plate and the electricity went off, and then the electricity went back on in a way that was no issa malacha, unless it was the municipality that put it back on. So the halacha is that it's mutter and it's not considered a problem of chazara, and you're allowed to eat that food. Now, there's a shaila about the blech. What's the best way to do chazara when you have a blech? So there's three parts of the blech. One part of the blech is directly above the fire. There's another part of the blech. This is all of the blech is sitting on top of a stovetop. There's another part of the blech that it's boiling hot there, and the food could reach Yatzal Hezboi, but it's not above the fire, directly above the fire. And the third place is, there's a part of the blech that you could touch it without burning yourself. It's not so hot. So the best way to do chazara, to take out chalent, is to move it to spot number three and hold on to it with your hand. You don't have to pick it up, just hold it with your hand and you can take out chalent that way. Because if you're going on zone one or two, it's a shaila of hagasa, of mixing while it's over the flame. And if you move it to zone three and you leave your hand off, then it'll be a shaila of chazara. So therefore, hold on to it with one hand, you know, at least grab onto it, and then take out chalent. That will be l'chatchila on a blech to remove the chalent in that way.